Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am your host, Jess. With me, as always, is the beautiful
Reka.
Woo! Thank you so much for joining us. You know all the ways to join us. You can catch us on all the places where you catch your podcasts, on CH2. But if you want to be the first to hear it, you got to be on Dropout. Subscribe to Dropout, where you can see not only this podcast, all of our podcasts, as well as all of our awesome shows, D20, What the Fuck 101, Total Forgiveness just came out, or by the time this comes out, maybe the grand finale. So we're all excited for that. We also have a Discord, a channel on there where you guys can talk directly to us. It's one of our favorite parts of it. We love chatting with you guys. I got some quotes, as always.
Yes.
From Kevbo. I actually didn't specifically wrote what he said because it was so sweet and touching and I didn't want to share his personal life, but he just said that him and his wife listen to it together and it like brings them closer. And it just truly warmed my heart, and I thought it was so cool.
I have another one from Room Magic, and I hope it's not like, yeah, it's similar. It's just like, I got my husband addicted to Erotic Book Club, and now we watch it together.
I love
it's so beautiful.
Name your babies Jess and Reka.
Yes, you're having twins. You're all having twins.
Lava Hot posed a question about what good vaginal adjectives would be, and I wrote down some top contenders. Moist, a go-to. Fleshicle, damp cavern, slip and slide, nature's pocket, nature's hot pocket.
Yum. Nature's hot pocket with broccoli and cheese.
Burn the roof of your mouth. That was Weeblord wrote my favorite. I thought he deserved a little shout out. There's some beautiful fan art of Trap as a shitty bitch. Mm-hmm. You'll remember Trap from our Wet Frenesi episode. Kind of the cult classic episode. And then someone on YouTube commented, everyone there is gay. They're always mocking heterosexual relationships. I did just want to comment, in not even a mean way, we're not all gay. I am bi, but and some guests are different orientations. And if it seemed like we were mocking heterosexual relationships, I do apologize. Sincerely, that's not my intention. If you were just maybe throwing a bit of hyperbole out there, then, you know, maybe that's the case too. But I just wanted to comment on that.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm not above saying sorry if that's something that I did.
Wow, Jess.
Wow.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what else is beautiful?
Fuck straight people.
Yeah!
Fuck it, bitch!
Fuck it! Don't want
it! Go fuck yourself, you fucking breeder! All right. I'm kidding.
And she apologizes. And she does apologize. Jess, we have some awesome guests here today, don't we?
We do. We absolutely do. We had a, first our book was Stress Treatment by Olivia Ruin.
Yes.
It was a lesbian medical first time. So that's kind of a triple threat.
It's sort of a triple threat.
In the
if
erotic
you can do
world.
Those three things, you will nail it in Hollywood.
and we knew we had to get some experts in here who had some like insight into the psyche of these two characters.
Yes.
So we are so lucky to have with us an expert in being a patient. I believe you went to the doctor recently.
Yes, I did.
Yes, wow. We have with us Kendra.
Great.
Hi.
I hope you really shed some light on like what that experience was like during this.
Yeah,
process.
I go to the doctor a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I think things are always wrong with me and I want to get checked out and make sure that they're not.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's really
good. Yeah, so I have a lot of experience.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yes. And your experience with erotic books, is this your first time?
This is my first time.
Welcome.
And this is their first time.
Exactly. So we shared this together.
Damn.
That's beautiful. We also have another expert here. A medical expert, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Please welcome Kalila.
Hey, I'm Kalila. I'm close. Kalila.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
That's
Kalila.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I went to medical school, and I can't say that I ever fingered a patient. What? That's not true.
No, not like that.
Wait. Not like that.
What? Oh, my God.
I'm talking about my gynecology rotation. It wasn't like that, though. It wasn't sexual. It was just, you know, you have to stick your fingers in there. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, this wasn't sexual either. This was for treatment.
Right.
Well, we'll get into that.
So you are legitimately a medical expert, which is fantastic. So you can shed light on the doctor perspective, whereas Kendra can highlight the patient perspective.
Yes.
And that's going to be really
good team.
Harmonious.
Teamwork.
And that brings us to stress treatment.
Yes.
If you did not have the joy of reading stress treatment, it's 30 pages. You could do it in the blink of an eye. The characters are Stacy. She is our busy business woman who has come to the doctor with a headache.
And let me tell you, this woman is busy.
She works so busy.
90 to 100 hours per week.
What is the normal work week?
So a normal 40 hours is the standard. So 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So
unless you're a resident. Then it's like 90 to 100. I was like, oh, is she a doctor too?
Because the doctor seems shocked when she hears it. She drops her pad. And I was like, no, doctor. Work
My God, I was sort of winging it when I did this.
It's like the usual suspects moment when he drops his cup.
The doctor's like, I worked like 35.
I don't know how you managed that, right? Yeah.
Leading us to our second character. There's only two characters. Dr. Burnett, who really stole my heart by the end of this. I don't know if anyone will agree. Maybe we'll see. So we, at the beginning, there are no chapters, so we can't go chapter by chapter. It's kind of one big sexy chapter. One big paragraph.
With a couple typos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kalila noticed some typos.
I definitely picked up on the typos, which meant to me, I'm not really where I'm supposed to be mentally for the enjoyment of this book, but, you know.
Yeah.
Grammar.
Unless a typo gets you off.
That's true.
Maybe it's dirty to some people.
Oh, like, yeah.
This person has all this shit. No missing period.
This person doesn't give a shit.
Oh, my God.
Stacy is sitting in the doctor's office. She's normally too busy for physicals.
Way too busy.
Which sounds like, Kendra, that's never an issue.
That's never an issue. How can you ever be too busy to get checked out when something is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But she is the head of a multinational, international company.
Yeah. Whatever that.
Whatever it is. A multinational.
Multinational. Yeah.
Multinational company.
What does that mean? Is that just like Coca-Cola?
Oh, my God. This is the CEO of Coke.
Oh, my God. They do have women in leadership roles there.
I think she's
there.
Indian, too, which is like...
Is she?
Stacy?
No.
I was like, how did you get that?
Stacy is white. We all know Stacy is white.
Well, the doctor's white. Is the other one white for
I
sure?
I think they're both
white. Did they describe her?
They never really did.
They didn't.
I think
but she's in her early... Well, in her early 20s. Like, she referred to herself as, when I was in my early 20s.
So she's in her
later 20s. She's later than early 20s.
I think she's like 29 or so. I feel like they said late 20s. Like, I clocked her as 29.
The doctor or the
patient.
The patient.
I thought she was 50.
Wow.
I did. I don't know.
This is a prism. The refracted lights. I'm like, everyone's like,
what kind of typo? No. Hold on. The doctor comes in. I wrote this. Surprised. It's a young blonde woman younger than 30. So the doctor's younger than 30.
Stacy is
in like her mid-30s.
Oh, and okay.
Mid-30s. She's always referred to in the author's eyes, Stacy, as the older woman. And I remember that. So it's like, woman
means 50
Christ.
To me.
Yeah. She's 30. She's probably 32.
Come on. This has got to be
woman.
A guy.
Okay, so no.
30s?
Octogenarian bag of dust went in for her physical.
She's in the room. The room is quite cold. She notices that her nipples are hard, and she's nervous that the doctor may see them.
Yes.
That's pretty accurate.
Do
you notice that?
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty accurate. It is very cold in a doctor's office.
Yeah. And do you get self-conscious about that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't want you to get too comfortable. That's why it's cold.
It, from a doctor's perspective, what is the,
That's a joke.
that can't be true, but honestly, doctors are fucked, so maybe.
Because I know comedy theaters, they want it to be cold because they want you to be awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're like in a warm room, it makes you sleepy. I mean, I don't know why doctors would give a shit about that.
Or is it, I imagined always it was like a clinical reason, like they keep stuff at a certain temperature and it just bleeds into all the rooms or whatever. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the stuff that needs to be refrigerated or kept at a certain temperature is like in a sequestered area. I don't know.
Are the lab coats hot?
Sometimes, you know, there's a lot of moving around.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to.
Especially for this doctor.
Yes.
There was a lot of motion.
I guess
she probably was
a sweaty doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Right? That'd be really weird.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want. Yeah.
Somebody wants to think they're lying.
Or, ma'am, you don't have cancer.
Wait a minute. It looks like I do, according to the sweat on your brow.
No.
What is it you're not telling me?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking stupid.
But also from a doctor's perspective, do you notice, like, the nervousness of patients in that way? Or is it kind of just like, you're making rounds, like, a million people a day. You, like, this, who is this person? Great. Like, you're not paying attention kind of thing.
I've noticed when there's a level of attraction maybe that the patient has for you.
Really?
Then they're kind of weird acting or you know. But if they're not, you know, being that way, then it's usually not a big deal. You know, in the experience that I've had, I've not gone in being like, I wonder if this person's excited to see me or nervous. Yeah. But it's just kind of like you walk in and you're doing whatever, and then you sometimes can catch what they're thinking.
That's so
Kendra.
I can't believe
how many doctors have you fallen in love with?
Well, maybe a half of one.
Oh,
half of one.
Yeah.
There was an eye doctor once.
Oh.
I thought was cute.
Whoa. I've never been attracted to a doctor.
And you liked just the right eye.
Just in my right eye.
I have a friend who went out on a date with her doctor who, after he did a breast exam on her, I was like, was that weird? I mean, you know, they didn't make a relationship, which this is actually wrong. This is ethically wrong. He shouldn't have asked her out on a date, but he did. I guess he liked her breasts. I don't know.
Well, speaking of ethics, I mean, so Stacey is in this room, right? And she's like cold and nervous. And I think then when the doctor comes in, right, she says that she has a headache, but then Stacey clocks her as like a beautiful blonde, beautiful young blonde.
She noticed.
Who's very small or short, very thin or something, right?
Yeah.
And then also she clocked that the doctor's lab coat was such that she's like, she could be wearing a dress, but maybe the hemline is either equal or shorter than the length of the coat, or she could be wearing nothing at all under the lab coat.
Like a Halloween costume.
A silver
when you're
bra.
A sexy doctor.
Yeah, yes. Sexy doctor.
Yes.
I did like the part, so she tells the doctor that she, you know, her long work week and she's been getting these headaches. She's the VP of Coca-Cola, which we love.
Which we think is tasty.
This is a direct quote from her.
For sure.
I took down so many direct quotes from this book because they speak like two power bitches who like are computers.
It sounds like an alien wrote this book.
Or men.
Very intense but rewarding position, and I am proud of making it to this level. Many women don't, and I've shut up a lot of people along the way.
Shut up, people.
Say that to your doctor.
You know who probably wrote that? You know Watson, the computer from Jeopardy that like computed along.
Is that his name?
His name is Watson. I bet like a Watson like AI bot.
It truly feels like that in some sections. And I didn't know if that was supposed to be, like part of the, I'm going to tell you what to do now. And I think that that is the aesthetic, but also just a weird kind of computery vibe.
Because we're kind of talking about, like, the three subtitles sort of under this book are lesbian, medical, and first time. There's, like, the genre tags. So, like, that hits medical pretty hard. Like, the clinical
Everything. That's what it is. Everything mm-hmm. felt very clinical.
Oh, and you're right. Yeah. It did. It did.
It was like it's
layered.
It was that on purpose?
Okay. Yeah.
It was
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it's. I picked this book specifically because I was like, I've never been attracted to a doctor. I know there is a thing of like, oh, doctor, da da da, you know. But I never got super into that aesthetic. So I was like, well, maybe there's just something about it, and I could definitely see where this like tickles a certain part of somebody who just kind of wants to be told by a powerful figure like what to do and when to do it and just listen to me. But I think I'm a little too stubborn.
As you saw, I don't follow doctor's orders.
My second montage from earlier. Maybe I'm a bit too much of a rebel.
You're a bad patient?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a great patient.
Jess wouldn't have taken this doctor's treatment.
I'm going to treat you bitch.
I'm offended.
Yeah. So she gets her medical history. And as she's taking her medical history, Dr. Burnett is to Stacey. She's asking, what about your relationships, your sexual activity? And she says that she has not been, she's not had sex for 6 years. This
drop
is when the doctor's
again.
Pad.
Yeah, yeah, drop pad again. What?
And now,
how are you alive?
And now, Kalila, is this standard? Do you sort of like
judge
sex
all
shame?
Of your
sex shame. There should be no reaction. Although sometimes you hear things that are like, "What the fuck?" But you can't show that to the patient because there's no judgment in this room.
Yes,
but it is standard to ask sexual history for treatment purposes.
I thought that was totally standard.
Yeah, that is standard, but I don't think asking, like, do you have a boyfriend or, like, whatever
or
she asks.
How often do you masturbate?
Well, they do ask you about your sexual partners and if you are in a long-term relationship. So the boyfriend thing, you know, not
it's
so
like,
much.
Yeah. It's like a risk assessment.
Yeah.
Like, are you out here fucking everybody without protection, or are you fucking one person?
Right. Yeah.
Now, Kendra, as someone who's been a patient, if a doctor dropped their notepad after you said something about your history, what would your reaction be?
How many hoagies did you eat?
How many hoagies do you
eat
a week?
Three.
Yeah. I eat 3 to 5 hoagies a week.
I would just have to like, hey, you making fun of me?
Yeah.
Are you making fun of me right now?
I would try to play it really cool, but I would like almost be crying if like a doctor was that judgmental.
No, I gotta call you out because if you just made me try to make me feel uncomfortable, I'm gonna make you feel uncomfortable.
Ma'am, how many people in your family have high blood pressure? Oh my god.
What do you guys eat?
I'm like, how many people in your family have high blood pressure?
Turn the tables. Turn the tables.
There's
a good way to, if you do have judgment and you somehow accidentally let it out, you just turn it into a cough. Or
are you saying?
Kalila, you've ruined any doctor's trip I have now. If they cough or sweat, I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Or you put your face down and like really become intent on the paperwork so you can
or
jiggle
you drop
to
your
yourself.
Pad.
Did you just write something?
If my doctor, if I was like, I haven't had sex in 6 years, and they're like,
throws up. Oh, sorry. Bad blood.
Oh, by the way, doctors do tell their other doctor friends stories about you guys. But it's HIPAA is respected, so no names are used. Or
but
I
you
didn't.
Can, but you, if you see me walking out, you know it was about me. That's how I feel.
And wait till the end of the day, not right when you walk out. Yeah.
Like, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
See, she's the one that hasn't had sex in 6 years.
So Dr. Burnett picks up her pad, and this is our first kind of sexy moment. We get a little flash of a silver bra. Ooh. Which I don't think silver's that hot.
Which I
don't
either.
Silver strikes me as like tacky, like a 90s or like a like a teen
or early 2000s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like in video, like music videos where their hair's in like little pom-poms.
Ew.
And you always show your bra straps under a spaghetti strap.
Right. What's the sexiest bra color?
Ooh.
I as someone with like brown skin, I love the way like dark blues and like dark
plums. Oh my god,
plums.
I was gonna say navy.
Yeah, like a dark plum. Like I really like those
or
colors.
Black and fuchsia.
Black, oh, those
fuchsia.
Are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuchsia.
I was also picturing the I imagine, to be fair, blonde-haired lady with a silver. I was like, oh.
She washed out.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It doesn't match.
She looked so washed.
She looked like a ghost.
I like when Kate wears like we have this like cardigan with no bra, and then it's like a little of this, and then just like a little boob right here.
Oh, like the peak of the
like
the
Jenny and Forrest Gump when she's in Playboy.
Yeah,
if anyone remembers that iconic moment from Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah. And also, do you imagine that this bra had any like the little like little tags that inexplicably exist on bras,
like
in
a jewel,
like the jewels, the hanging jewels in between?
I think
so. Lacy.
I think she goes all out for patience.
Yeah, lacy.
I was thinking like sparkly. What's that called? Threads.
What is it?
Yarn?
Fabric. I'm going to go with fabric.
Is it knitted? Crochet. Yes.
Where her nipples are sticking out of the little eyelets. It doesn't have any support.
I imagine like a chain mail.
Like, she's like a knight underneath.
Oh, like Zoe Kravitz just wore to some party.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was gold.
Oscar dress? And it was over the dress?
I think it was after
dress?
Party.
Oh, I thought
it was Oscar's after party.
Over like a chain? Like
she's a very hot one.
But it's wasn't
hot.
Over. It was just nipples under. You could see very clearly.
I would be worried about metal on nipple.
Yeah, like, I feel like that would make me uncomfortable. And then it's kind of cold
out.
So it's like cold nipple.
It's been really cold this month.
It has been.
It has. I can relate to Stacey.
I think we all have a little Stacey in us. So after speaking with her, after asking if she's masturbated, the doctor diagnoses her.
Because Stacey hasn't. She doesn't like masturbating.
Or she doesn't do it.
She doesn't do it.
I did relate to her on that. Now, that was my old life.
Yeah.
Now I masturbate probably too much. But back when I was like young and like did not feel like I was like, I'm going to know it's me. It's not going to make a difference until I was introduced.
I got introduced pretty late.
Yeah.
To it as well.
Like 2 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, that's common. I think that's totally fine.
Yeah. Like when I graduated college, basically. And it was like I was the same boat. Like, yeah, I get it. Like what? And then you're like, oh. I'm awesome.
I'm amazing.
I think young men, it's like in every movie that we would see, they'd be like fucking pies and like masturbation was very much a part of a young man's life. And girls, it was like, why don't you just go try on another pair of pants?
Yeah. Male representation.
No one's talking to young women about like, here's how you make yourself feel good. It's how do you do XYZ to make a man then make you feel good?
Right, and even getting hyper specific, the idea of penetrative sex was like a thing that I didn't quite understand the appeal of, like when learning about like sex ed and stuff, where it was like, oh, like that didn't really appeal to me. And like the clit was never a thing mentioned as like a pleasure
thing. I didn't hear that until I was in medical school. I never heard that word.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. So the only people getting off in this country are people in medical school.
You have to get a fucking doctorate in order to get off.
Damn.
So she's diagnosed and the doctor says, I'm going to treat you with an insertion. Stacey's a little worried about getting a needle in her butt, but it turns out that that is not the kind of insertion that this doctor was talking about.
No.
She, in a very clinical way, is just like, stand up, turn over, and then she inserts two fingers inside of her. She felt something warm and slippery enter her vagina. Oh, there was a moment before this where Stacey was happy that she had shaved because she didn't want to see the doctor to see her big, giant bush.
Yeah,
that's always a concern, I think.
That patients have?
Well,
that doctors have.
I wish I could say it's not something that bothered me, but if I'm going to the gynecologist,
you got to make it nice for the gynecologist.
Yeah, I have never, but I do feel self-conscious.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've never been to the gynecologist?
No, I've been to the gynecologist. I don't do anything for her.
You don't like put a nice little bead or braid?
Yeah, like a little note or
a little butterfly clip.
Like
butterfly.
Maybe like a cup of coffee or something.
Just put it next to it.
I'm always like, I don't want my doctor to think, because I feel like we're kind of peers. So like, if he talks shit about his patient, like it's me.
And oh my! And is there a HIPAA to protect a doctor talking about a doctor?
Well, HIPAA applies to everybody, but I'm not gonna be the one who's embarrassed, like, because my doctor's talking shit about my vagina. Yeah. It's gotta look cute for.
I didn't know doctors were running their mouths this much about everybody.
Yeah. I've never cared.
Yeah.
If it's hairy, if it's not, I've just never cared. You're down there to do a job.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what? And if you can't do your job, something's wrong with you.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to New York City, I'm not like, why is there so much trash everywhere? I know that's part of the deal.
Right. It's part of it. Yeah.
Are you comparing your vagina to New York City? Trash.
Hairy bushes are trash.
You gotta love yourself.
No.
At least Chicago's trash.
I love New York.
And all of it's trash.
I miss it. I love New York. My vagina is so lucky to be called New York.
So the doctor is applying the treatment.
It got a little Me Too-ish there for me.
I think so too.
Because there has to be notification of entrance. You can't just
because part of this that was so complicated to grapple with is Stacey, the protagonist, has definitely hangups about like female attraction, and she says many times, "I'm not a lesbian," which is fine if you're questioning your sexuality and all this stuff and you're not sure. But to couple that with a doctor doing that, it feels very,
I was like, there's no consent here. I'm uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't get into it until kind of the second act of this paragraph. when there is a bit more of like, okay, I did like what
now
just
it's
happened.
Consensual?
Yes. And now I'm a bit more curious and interested in what's happening. Yeah, and this first one's a bit off-putting for sure.
What struck me as odd was in her mind, she said, you know what? I'm going to just go with it.
Yeah.
And I can always just sue her later.
Yes. That is crazy. I'm like, when does that ever work?
Yeah.
For your mental health.
Actually, I was thinking that's kind of normally how it goes. And that's why people are, you know, very vocal after the fact. Because it's like during it, you're kind of questioning what's happening. You're not sure. And then at least for me, it takes some distance to realize, wait a minute, that was fucked up.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not everybody's. So.
No, it makes sense. I'm glad she trusts the legal system. It's like beautiful, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know that the part two of it is the normal thing, but like maybe in the moment, like, I guess.
Is this part of procedure? I'll check later.
I'll check later.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels good. I don't know.
Well, this is an interesting thing too, because so like in some of these books, you only get one perspective of like the sex and like all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And this is interesting that a lot of us weren't really into it until Stacey was into it, which is like, yeah, it's really helpful to hear both sides of the equation of like what is being done and what the person receiving it feels.
Yeah.
Is like two halves of the erotica equation.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And I guess it's hard too because there are fantasies of like just being taken.
Yes.
And then, where can that live within the world of consent?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Is there like a clause like before anything happens? Like, you know, it's a fantasy.
50 Shades already stole that storyline.
It's a fantasy to be taken and like, you know, I'm gonna say no but still do it.
Maybe
like,
that was we didn't see, but when she's filling out like the paperwork and stuff.
Oh, that's true. You know what, this doctor probably did have that in her paperwork.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, when you say that like they have the right to your medical records, it's also like, also I can finger you.
So let's hope Stacey doesn't try to sue.
Yeah.
So the fingering happens and she gets more and more into it. The doctor gently rubs the older woman's clit. They constantly refer to her as the older woman.
That's 55 plus. I mean,
just some of the language. Firing synapses in her brain that had never been fired before. Have you ever heard of sex described that way? I mean, it is very much like the science.
I liked the firing synapses because I get that there's like a little... There's like a, I don't know.
I think it's because she never had an orgasm.
Yes.
And that does something different to you.
Well, yes. Yeah.
That is kind of a twist.
The Shyamalan twist. This woman has never had an orgasm. And she was living in the 21st century.
in her older woman years.
Right.
Which equals 30. Yeah. She's never had an orgasm.
Oh my God, this quote. So the doctor giving her her treatment brings her to orgasm. Stacy felt as though she died and had been reborn a thousand times over as inaudible waves crashed through her.
I liked that.
Damn. That's insane. Times.
That's kind of nice.
That yeah. is insane.
You had been, have you ever felt like you've been, you died and were reborn
I
again?
Wish I had.
No.
I feel like I've felt that a time or two. Like,
awesome.
What? Oh, I'm dead. Take everything that I have. And then like, oh, I'm back. And I enjoyed that death. Yeah, I think so.
Sex is like death.
I feel like death probably feels good. I don't know. Mm. I mean, it's like a release. Like, okay. Like, and then like, you know, then you don't know what happens on the other side of it. But I'm imagining good things. So pleasant. Right. Pleasant. I don't know.
And this still is still very like scientific, like my you know, whatever that what is that machine called, the like beeps for your the your heartbeat.
Beep. Oh,
beep.
The monitor to
yeah, yeah.
Oh, for your vitals.
Yeah, like it's like I could just see that scene of like in her brain, what's going on? It, like flat lines, and then like
the shocks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, she defibrillates her breath.
Audible waves crashed through her. That's wild.
We have to.
It is wild.
We gotta seek more from our partners, I guess.
Yeah.
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 Wow. I've never died.
I had. Fuck, I've never died.
Yeah. I had one concern during this whole thing. Were there no other patients in the waiting room?
There were. She mentions it later.
She yes. does say at the end, all right, time for my next patient, which makes right. me think, is everyone
is everyone getting this? Or
I got this like wart on my finger. Oh, I think I know.
You need insert two-finger glove. It's also funny to imagine as a patient when you're waiting in the doctor's office, like, I had an appointment at noon. Why am I still waiting? To be like, maybe.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening in the room.
That's yes. why it takes so long.
Yes. Fact.
Now I'm mad because none of my doctors have ever given me this treatment.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you have you come in with a headache?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to go with a headache.
All okay. I get is a Z-Pack.
A Z-Pack. They just take my urine and they don't even stay in the room for that.
If you got a Z-Pack, maybe it was for some fun things you did before the Z-Pack.
Mm. No, it's just allergies. No. Oh. All right. Well.
Amazing.
She has orgasm and her headaches have slightly gone away. She's feeling better. The doctor's like, you know, you can come back for other treatments. And now Stacey's feeling a bit more into it. And she's like, I think I'm ready for another treatment right now.
And do you ever do two rounds? Have you ever received or have you ever done two rounds of treatment in the same appointment? Like, isn't it like when you get your HPV shot?
Wait, are we talking about sex?
I didn't know what you were talking about.
I'm talking about like, a doctor's office. Okay. And I'm sorry for not clear.
Hey, ladies, have you ever had two rounds of treatment?
I was like, yes.
What's your refractory period on two rounds of treatment?
Which was not that many.
I think my record is seven.
Seven treatments.
Damn. Seven treatments.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, clearly it was a free day.
Yeah, you gotta get breakfast and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. And how many showers?
Yeah. Your sheets are gross.
Is there showering?
No.
I didn't shower. He
you
didn't
sit
either.
In it.
You sit in it? You think about what you did.
So she's, Stacy is ready for her next treatment. The doctor prepares herself. Stacy's wondering to herself, what could be next? You know, she's wondering, am I a lesbian? Is the doctor a lesbian? A direct quote from Stacy: you just feel like this because she just had her fingers in your pussy and gave you the first orgasm of your life. Then again, isn't that the definition
of lesbian?
Letting a woman do that? I did look up the definition of a lesbian.
Oh, please share.
A homosexual woman. End of sentence.
You said a sentence?
I might need a bit more. End of. Then I looked up homosexual. Sexually attracted to people of its own sex. So, Stacey, you a lesbian.
Sorry, bitch.
Well, she did I think, was it the first or the second treatment where she said, maybe I am just a straight up lesbian.
Yeah.
It was like, good acceptance.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just an attraction. You don't even have to have sex from these definitions.
Yes.
You define it any way you want.
Yeah.
Call yourself what you want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Just don't call me late for dinner. Ha ha ha. All right. Okay, here we go. More of the book. I wrote the newly revealed tits were pretty small, but
Okay, so
Stacey's tits are small.
No, no, no. The
doctor's tits are small.
The doctor
tits
takes off her. I almost said smock jacket. her doctor's coat. And she's naked. And she said she has perfect tits that sat high on her chest, but they're small.
But pretty tiny.
Which
anytime boobs are small in these, it's always like, but.
But
what they lack in large, they make up for in.
Which is like, you give some love to small boobs. All boobs are great. Boobs rule.
I
tiny
love my
titties
small
are awesome.
As a tiny titty woman.
Yes.
I will say there is no but. The people love titties, period.
Yeah.
Right?
They do.
And it doesn't matter the size.
Mm-mm. This is where the American patriotic music plays. It's like a flag waving behind
Kendall. All for one, one for all.
Yes. Everyone loves titties.
I've got to say, I keep noticing, I don't think I've ever heard any of my girlfriends refer to breasts as tits. I just haven't. I've heard men say tits. I haven't heard women say tits.
Yeah.
I think I say tits.
You say tits?
Yeah. Growing up, people said titties.
I heard titties.
Which is a, if you're, maybe if tits you're four is the derivative. Or five, you say tits. But if you're grown up.
Yeah. Growing up, titties. We say titties. Girls and guys.
I have never referred to my, I say boobs, which is.
I've said boobs.
Boobs or
boobies.
Breasts.
When I was little, I called them hobies. I don't even know where I got that from.
Hobies.
My grandma taught me that, I think. Oh, hobies.
That's really cute. Shout out to grandma.
Shout out to grandma. Shout out to hobies. All my hobies. All my hobies listening to this. Thank you so much.
For tuning in.
Stacey's wondering, what could possibly be next? What is left for there for two women to do? Eat each other out.
That's what I thought was die.
She literally says,
"I'm not lesbian."
She literally says, "Is she going to lick me?"
Yes. Which again felt like an alien description of BE. Now.
Yes.
Is she going to flap her tongue on my bottom?
But the doctor has something else in store. Dr. Burnett reveals a dildo.
Which is this the first woman using a dildo?
This
in
is
one
our
of our
first
books?
Strap-on.
Yeah.
Strap-on.
Which is very exciting.
Yes.
So the doctor has her strap-on on. They describe the size of it. It's 6 inches.
Which Stacey,
but the doctor says she prefers 1.5 times bigger.
Wider.
9 inches.
And wider.
She said not 1.5 inches wider, but she says she wants 9 inches and she would like hers wider.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she wanted. I thought it was 1.5 inches bigger than the 6 inch, which I thought she wanted a 15 inch penis.
Wait, what? 1.5 inches bigger.
Never mind. Wait, don't look at my nose.
Like an addition.
1.5 times bigger.
I thought she was using a 6 inch and she said, what? I typically prefer 1.5 times bigger. And I went, wait a minute. How
six
big?
And I ran. I've been fucking whales. And so I kind of prefer.
This is the part that took me out. I was like, now I'm going to do the math.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm like, but she only wanted a quarter. I only had a quarter of it in. And I'm like,
okay.
Wait a minute. And I was like, wait a minute. Okay, if the radius is 3 inches.
Right.
And that's huge.
Totally
that's a fucking
out.
Huge dick.
Did we know the girth? She didn't give us
the
measurement.
She didn't do circumference on shit.
No circumference.
There's no there's no freaking area of that circle.
We can't figure that part out. But we can't figure out the 9-inch penis that she prefers.
She prefers.
Or dildo, strap on.
Yes.
Because she doesn't like penis? Or
does
she like both?
I think she's queer. And it does.
Yeah.
Which I kind of liked that she wasn't explicit about, like, I don't have sex. Like, it's like all fluid. Who cares?
Yeah.
And one thing that was funny, just like Stacey was like, oh my God, what is that? Like 6 inches was like very large, which is fine. You can, whatever, it's all personal preference. But it was just like this very like doe-eyed, like, oh my God. God.
Yeah. Like, it was written slightly not top of intelligence enough, but I think it did get into the psyche of, I haven't been having sex for a while. Yeah. I haven't really been feeling sexual or looking into this much. And you kind of slowly realize maybe it's because you haven't been experiencing sex in the way that feels right or good to you. And this doctor is helping to bring that out. And that I'm always on board.
And she also pointed out that the people you've been having sex with have small penises because this is average.
She does an average size.
She makes sure
it's gross. 6 inches average?
I think it's
I thought it was five.
Oh, it's
But I don't really know. I don't know.
That's everyone, what do we think? Five to seven.
Okay. Our penis expert.
Let's give a hand to our penis,
penis
expert, everybody.
Thank you.
Five to seven. And is that placid or erect?
Oh.
Oh. She's saying, please stop talking to me.
She says probably erect.
Oh.
Erect.
That's fine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, I will say there was a little ego stroke in this for men who are average sized, which I guess most men are because it's average.
It's average.
Be like, this is, you're doing good, at least according to Stacey. Like,
right.
This is
there was ego stroking for that, but her small tits were fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So a small titted woman would like, no. She wants a 9-incher.
I've been with men with smaller penises, and I had a wonderful time. So what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
There's
great.
Lots more to sex.
What are you
going to
do?
Tweet at Mike Trapp.
Yeah. At Mike W. Trapp on Twitter. What are you going to do about it? Don't tweet at anyone else.
The stretch was unbelievable. This is the dildo going in. Her tight, unused pussy. Not used to opening for anything more than a tampon. A woman did not write that.
Not at all.
No one is thinking, oh, the last thing in there was a tampon.
And also, like, that's such a comfortable experience. Tampons are dry and fucking shitty.
Yeah. Especially those cardboard ones. I'm trying to help the world, but my
I won't
God.
Tell you the brand because I'm not allowed to. But we don't know the one I'm referring to.
But they help it slip in there, though, the box.
The applicator. Cardboard.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could fucking do that with myself. Okay. The way, the, how effective that is.
It's easier with
it's
yourself.
It's so dry.
You
it
know.
It's so dry, and it goes in at a weird angle.
She's putting the dildo in, and she's not even sure if it's all the way in yet. And then the doctor says, no, that's just the head. So
just
she's, like, really kind of opening her up, figuring out what, you know.
Dilation.
Figuring
therapy.
Each other out.
Dilation.
She does at one point say, aha, you are actually a lesbian. Stacey says that to the doctor.
And it's beautiful that that can be scientifically proven.
And then the doctor, this is when I really love the doctor, labels, for the most part, rarely encapsulate the truth.
That was actually stunning. I like that. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Dr. Burnett did go to medical school.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. She does her job. She does it professionally.
She does her job. She's only naked some of the time. Yeah. I'm guessing she put her clothes back on for the next patient.
If I had my own practice, I'd be naked all the time, too.
And that's a promise.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot sexy about a doctor's office. And mostly your patients aren't sexy either.
Yeah.
That's what I think. It's just not a sexy place. Anytime I go, I'm like,
which I can't talk right now. The doctor is doing to you as well in regards to your medical history.
It's just not. Screaming from the stretching and intense friction.
Screaming in the doctor's office with the patients in the waiting room. What are they thinking? I want to hear their perspective.
Yeah. We got to read the second book.
Kendra, what are they thinking?
Now, I would be thinking either A, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Or B, I need to see what's happening in there.
Yeah.
Depending on what her screams sound like.
Are you trying
like
to go through that other, that door? That
like, because I might want that. Depending on what the scream sounds like.
Yeah, the number one, you don't want that. Number two, you want that scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
Mm. What's the number one?
The number one is the bad scream.
The bad scream, like,
someone's dying.
I'll leave.
Yeah.
I won't save them.
I won't call anyone to help.
I'm not
calling them. I'm just getting out of Dodge. Who is she supposed to call
when the doctors are the one doing it?
911. I don't know.
What if they do the same thing?
It's true.
Did you know they're doing that down at the precinct, too?
I see your son. Your son has been kidnapped. Oh. You have a tension headache.
Oh, the doctor says, let's call it what it is. I'm about to fuck your pussy with a dildo in my office. Direct quote.
I've never heard fuck your pussy unless it was pornography.
Yeah.
And from a man.
In real life.
But I like that the doctor gets to it. This is when I really get into Dr. Burnett. Yeah. I'm just really into this. I think it's awesome that she's like, this is what's happening. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It worked. In the book, it says it worked the way it was designed to. It's just I'm fascinated by who is reading
this. I think they were tired.
Like, who is Olivia Rubin?
They were tired for that part. They just
and a dildo. It works the way a fucking dildo works.
That's how it's
now,
all right,
here we go.
It's doing its job.
It's doing its job.
Oh my God, another direct quote. I can't help myself. Well, Stacey, I thought you would look absolutely lovely with a just fucked look on your face, and it turns out I was right. How fucking cool. She's like James Bond.
James Bond.
You know, James Bond is always swooping in fucking people. I mean,
yeah. I thought you might look cool if I fucked the shit out of you. It turns out I was right.
And then he kisses her on the cheek. Later, babe.
Later, babe. Wink.
Yeah.
And
this
then
is your office.
Where are you going? Why are you leaving?
What, you left on a jet pad?
There was one inaccuracy in the book. Stacey, they're making they're not making love. I'm not even going to say it. But she does say with the mess that happens, this lesbian stuff is fun. No mess to clean up. I can assure you there is a mess to clean up.
I think that's absurd.
There's always a mess.
There's mess when I'm by myself.
Even if you aren't a squirting type of person, there's mess. There's something.
Can we address squirting?
Okay.
Yes.
It looks very urinish to me. The research I've done is that it is mostly urine.
Yeah. I always thought it was pee pee. I watched a porn once called Chunky's Angels. And and at the very end, this woman named Bridget Waters, her big finisher was to do that. And she did it all over this sad, like, mattress in the back of this art gallery. The art gallery owner had a lot of tension, and Chunky's Angels came and helped him with his tension.
Angels.
But
you think it was pee?
And I was like, that has to be pee-pee.
People make arguments.
It was very clear.
Not,
she looked like, hydrated, but
I've seen yellow, and I'm like, no,
that's
ma'am.
Me.
That's
me.
No,
that's
ma'am.
Me.
I have seen clear.
Stop.
I've seen clear. I'm sorry.
Yes, I have too.
Yeah. For myself.
No, yeah. I'm like, oh, Kendra, we all know we mean ourselves.
Okay.
We either mean ourselves, a partner, or porn.
Okay.
All we're talking about
those
here.
Those are the only possibilities. Or we're just lying.
Yeah.
So there is a pickup along the canal of, you know, whatever juices are lubricating you that make it clear or whitish. But then if you keep going, it's yellow because it's pee. But hey, that's my belief.
Okay.
That's
the doctor's
opinion.
It's an opinion. It is an opinion.
It's just, we're going to have to talk to another doctor.
Yes. That's so funny. Great. I mean, so she's wrong. Yeah, there's mess. I think regardless, there's always a mess.
Always a mess.
It didn't say she squirted. Yeah.
No. Yeah, it didn't say she squirted, but I still think there's a little something, especially if you're fingering, you got juices on your hands.
Yeah. And just the way they describe she reaches a very,
exactly,
you know, as always, climactic
and
orgasm.
At least you clean the dildo or
exactly
something.
Exactly.
It's
something.
Medical. You have
yeah,
to, it's a
you
medical
can't be
use
using,
dildo.
And if it's in the drawer, that means other patients get the same treatment probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe so it's not like a popsicle. There's not like 20 of them in there.
Maybe it's disposable. You know, like when they take out the little thing to put in your ear, mm-hmm, and then they just throw that out.
But it's not
like
the whole machine. It's just a little
exactly
cover.
There's
right
an insert, she put a condom on the dildo on it? There's an insert on the dildo, oh, maybe like the ear thing.
I was going to say, I didn't read that. You made that up.
I'm making it up.
I'm just
going to assume that it was there because she's a doctor.
Yeah. Well, when they use a probe for the like transvaginal ultrasounds, there's a condom on it. So,
oh, wow.
It's like, you know, that makes more sense than
I would like
being
to think Dr. Burnett would.
Yeah, she definitely used
from everything that I know of her.
Protection.
Yeah, she sounds like she's on her A game. So.
Yeah, her headache is gone. The doctor unbuckles her harness. She's like, "All right, well, time for the next patient."
So abrupt,
so crazy,
and that there are other patients waiting.
She does mention that she makes house calls. Oh, I loved this part. She slides her business card in Stacey's butt, and then their lips are real close, and they have a little kiss, which I think is their first kiss,
which is hot.
I thought this was real. What a cool fuck. I wrote, Doc is so cool. Stacey is left wondering, maybe I'm a straight up lesbian. Again, Stacey's direct words. Yeah, and then the doctor gives a little call me and I will come, and so will you.
Lights out. Can you imagine if your hot doctor said that to you?
Yeah.
My eye doctor told me that.
If half of your eye doctor
said that.
Yeah. You need your ear doctor. Oh my God.
The next book is called Home Treatment. And there was a little blurb of it past this one. She still keeps referring to her as the older woman, but they go to Stacey's house and she gives her a little home treatment.
Nice.
So this relationship continues. I do love how very stereotypically the doctor was like, all right, baby, I'm out. And then like left her there to clean up herself by herself.
Yeah. That's so like, funny. Humiliated.
Right. Yeah. No cuddling
and
or
you
anything.
Never know what to do with the gown. Yeah.
I put this in hazard. Oh, the paper's ripped. Oh.
I will say I appreciated Stacey's journey to self-discovery.
Yeah,
oh, that was you know what? Because she came in there. I'm like, I don't know. Am I a lesbian? Am I not? I don't know.
Well, she was definitely no at first, or she thought she was.
Right. Yeah. And by the end of it, she was like, you know what? I am. And she wasn't ashamed of it. She was ashamed of it in the beginning.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to Jess's point, too, she realized that she was not being sexually satisfied in a way that was satisfying to her. She was not having sex that was satisfying to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is nice.
I think sometimes people assume like, oh, maybe I just don't like sex. But, you know, and maybe it's you just, don't.
Maybe, that's the
maybe
right
you
sex.
Are asexual mm-hmm. or, you know, or maybe, but yeah, never think I have to be normal to what other people think is this or that. It's all about finding what's good for you. And
I
that's
like that.
What,
so
and that's what stress treatment
this
is all
story
about.
Is about acceptance.
Yeah. Exactly. Story is about acceptance.
So what did we think? If you had to rate this on our scale, which is 1 is a drought, 5 is slide off your chair.
And we can also keep the different categories in mind.
Lesbian, medical,
our lesbian, medical, and first time expert expectations.
If I'm in the same position or just me, like as I exist in this world right now.
Just speak from your heart.
You speak, for you as like, I would say you as like a reader of this, and then you can
what
also
was your
separate,
enjoyment level? Yeah.
Well, it had a very good entertainment value for me.
Yes.
Not necessarily of the sexual nature.
Okay.
So I'd give it a 1.5 because I was excited that, you know, that they were enjoying themselves.
Yeah. That's fine.
But as for me as a bystander or witness to their whatever, I was like, this word is spelled wrong, so I wasn't really
which means you're not. Yeah, you don't correct someone's grammar when you're having sex if it's like good.
Right. If they say the wrong word and I'm really into it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I may laugh at them afterwards, but during, I won't.
Kendra.
I went in waves, right? So I'm like, yeah, she's never had an orgasm. She's about to have one. And then they say a cunt, and then it went back down. And then I'm like, yeah, she had an orgasm. This is empowering. And then something else happened. I forgot. I don't remember what the word was. Oh, the math problem took me out.
The
math problem.
The math problem took me out.
The calculus exam in the middle of the bus. Not sexy. So I guess I would probably, because I came in waves, it came in waves. I didn't come in waves. Because it came in waves.
But do you normally come in
undying,
waves?
Undying, unborn, died and reborn 1,000 times over, inaudible
waves. 1,000.
I'll give it a 2.
A 2.
Because there were some ups, but then,
I mean, Dr. Burnett really won me over by the end. I honestly wish the next books were about her and just each new patient that she meets and her just fucking taking care of business.
Yeah, sexually liberating everyone.
I think in the movie, she's kind of like a Tomb Raider style chick.
I will say, Jess, did you not say you wish to play Dr. Burnett in the movie?
I also said if I put every last dime I have into my stress treatment script that I would cast myself as Dr.
Beautiful. Oh my God.
I mean, our first strap on, I gotta give this a 2.5.
Yeah.
At least. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you and Kendra of like somewhere in the 2 to 2.5 range of just like I felt little waves of things like if I made that fingering consensual, that was like fun.
Yeah.
But it's like you're doing mental, you're doing another math problem.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm not here to take the SATs. And the strap on was cool. It wasn't like totally my thing in terms of just like, I don't know, the size stuff, like really, I'm not interested in that stuff.
But it matters so much more to men, I feel, than women. Yeah,
exactly.
Size.
So, her pleasure,
but the actual number.
We're talking about the number.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I can see it. It looks nice.
All right. Like, good for you. Who cares? But I liked her pleasure. I liked the descriptions of the orgasms. I like, we get a shout out to small boobs. That's really nice. And that's, you know, it's cute. It's great. So I'll put it like a 2.5.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
A pretty slightly below average book.
Yeah.
But it's really funny.
I laughed a lot. You know what I liked most about it? I feel like we've had just lots of great conversation that had nothing to do with the plot or characters.
Yeah. Was there a plot?
Cool. Not totally.
Plot. I sat in a doctor's office. She fucked me. I left.
Yeah. The classic Hemingway tale short story.
Oh, but the character did have an arc. She was not at all lesbian, and then was like, "Oh, I am a lesbian."
This is a character story. You have Inception stories where it's more about the plot, and then you have some character ones where it's about.
So this was character driven.
And you know how quick doctor's visits are. Sometimes you're there for 5 minutes.
That's true.
We don't even know how long this was. This could have been a 5-minute journey.
Yeah.
For two treatments?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Who knows?
Well,
I mean, you know that refractory period for people who have multiple orgasms, it's pretty, I was going to say short, but okay. It depends. Every person is different.
Yes.
I'm assuming she had a quick one if this is a very short. Because, you know, they have short, medium, and long. And they, like, schedule people based on how much time they need to spend. So
a headache was short.
Short-headed.
I think this took the amount of time it took to read the book. I think she was in there for 30 minutes.
This happened in real time.
30.
How long do you think? Another dimension to the book.
I think.
But I don't think this happened in our universe. I think time is.
This is a different cinematic universe.
Right. It puzzled me that there was not really any questions surrounding the headaches or like the nature of them or if anything triggers them, etc. Or
caffeine.
Even these consideration of like imaging or anything like that. It was just like, yeah, you got a headache because you didn't get fucked. Let's adjust that. And then I was like, but what if something really is wrong?
Yeah, I do think that
Stacy died of a brain
tumor. Died during this treatment.
You have to listen to women. In the medical field, please.
Very true.
Okay.
Thank you all so much for being. Well, first of all, thank our guests.
Thank you so much, Kalila.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kendra.
And thank you for listening. We do have our next book picked out. This is another fan rec. We absolutely love fan recs. It's another great reason to be on Dropout and in the Discord because people are giving us fun ones all the time. But this one I'm just so excited about because it's our first graphic novel. So we won't have to imagine it in our heads. It'll be right there. The work is done for us. Will we like that? We'll find out. This isn't on Amazon, and I'm going to seem like a real old woman trying to describe how to get to this. You go to buttsmithy.com. The author's name is Incase, Incase, and the book is called Alfie. We'll have all of the information on our Discord as well, as we always do. This is the story of a remote halfling village coming into contact with humans for the first time. I wonder what they'll do when they
play
meet.
Cards.
They'll probably play cards, go fishing.
Yeah. Have intellectual conversation.
So that is our book for next time, Incase Alfie. This was a fan rec from Toast Wizard, buttsmithy.com. Thank you all for being here. Have a sexy life.
Have a sexy life, everyone. Thank you.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.